It also isn't associated just with the school of the Dalai Lamas. It's found in other schools, such as the Kagyu school that I mentioned in the last lecture. If you follow Tibetan Buddhism in the news, you'll know that there has been a hot controversy in the last few years about the reincarnation of a Kagyu Lama who is known as the Karmapa Lama. The previous Karmapa was quite influential and charismatic. He lived in Bhutan, he traveled widely in the West, and he exercised a lot of influence among Tibetan Buddhists, not just in the refugee community in India, but also through the Tibetan Buddhist communities in North America. And I can say, just in passing, that he was indeed a rather interesting person. I had one of my most wonderful encounters with a Tibetan teacher with the Karmapa just before his death. He was dying of stomach cancer. And he came to Harvard Divinity School to make a visit, and I, thinking that it was rare to see a Tibetan Lama of this significance and magnitude, I invited all of my class on Buddhism to go up and listen to him. And it was, truth be told, a rather sleepy talk, but he mentioned compassion and he mentioned wisdom and a lot of the themes that you'd expect him to mention in a talk about the basic ideas of his tradition. And afterwards, he was to hold an audience. So he sat down in one of the lounges and we all were ushered in one by one to speak to him. And it's hard to make small talk with a Lama who is as influential as this, but I said to him, wise Karmapa, I brought my class to visit you today. I was talking about compassion with them this morning as we were talking about the ideal of the Bodhisattva. And I was delighted that they had a chance to hear about compassion from such an influential and wise figure as you. And he looked me straight in the eye, and he said, "Professor Eckel, I want you to know that whenever you speak about compassion, I will be standing behind you." Now, this is a man who was supposed to have very powerful influence over the course of karmic events in the world, and I have always just peeked around behind me whenever I mention the word compassion, just to see if the Karmapa is present. You should keep an eye out for him, too, just in case he happens to manifest himself in these lectures. Now, shortly after that meeting, he died. Shortly after I had a chance to meet him, he died. And, of course, the search started for his reincarnation. And it turned out, as often happens in the Tibetan tradition, there were competing reincarnations. One was found in Bhutan and another was found in Tibet, representing different parties in the followers and associates of the Karmapa. Just a couple of years ago, the Tibetan reincarnation of the Karmapa, in a hair-raising and adventurous escape, managed to get over the Himalayas and into India and presented himself to the Dalai Lama in India as the authoritative representative of this tradition. He's just a young man, a teenager. And it turned out, actually, that he has become a rather influential and respected figure, even at a young age. He has a certain kind of authority that I can imagine. I can certainly imagine having known his predecessor in this lineage. And some people think that he may very well be a very important leader in the Tibetan community in the next generation. So there are lots of tulkus in the Tibetan tradition, and they occupy a very special position of authority throughout the different schools of Tibetan Buddhism. Now, returning to the Dalai Lama himself, the first person to be recognized retrospectively as a Dalai Lama was a disciple of Tsongkhapa whose name was Gendun Drukpa, who was born in the year 1391, so he lived in the 14th and 15th centuries. The title Dalai Lama was not given until later in the development of the lineage. It was given to the third Dalai Lama, whose name was Sonam Gyatso, by the Mongol leader Altan Khan. The title Dalai Lama means Ocean Lama, and it seems to suggest to most people that the Dalai Lama possesses an ocean of wisdom. With the title came Mongol support in the power struggles that eventually made the Dalai Lamas not only the leaders of the Gelugpa school, but also the spiritual and temporal rulers of Tibet.